What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
This is a teaser of an interview I did with Yasha Levine. This interview with Yasha Levine was recorded Wednesday evening, just before we learned that Putin had invaded Ukraine. Yasha Levine is a Soviet-American immigrant, the author of the book Surveillance Valley, The Secret Military History of the Internet, and the co-host of the podcast The Russians. You can find his writing at yasha.substack.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at Yasha Levine. You can find the full interview at patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. Again, that's patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. If you don't mind, just tell people a little bit about the Azov. This will get you in a good mood. This will cheer you up.
Azov Battalion. Yeah. Well, you know, the Azov Battalion is one of these like sort of paramilitary force that was formed in the early days of the after the Maidan Revolution. As a way of sort of defending Ukraine from, you know, like Russian aggression, you know, or in the eastern part of the country. And it was a paramilitary force with overt Nazi symbology, and it was financed by Ukrainian oligarchs in the beginning. The Azov Battalion, you know, is overtly neo-fascist in terms of the insignias that they have, in terms of what the people who were interviewed who talked about, you know. And so that's how it was formed. The Azov Battalion was formed kind of to fight this kind of Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. And there were some pretty serious battles in the early part of that war. It's mostly quieted down, and they're just them shelling on the front lines these days. But they're used to, you know, hand-to-hand fighting, an actual war. And so they were crazy. You know, it was the people recruited to fight in the Azov Battalion were these kind of like, you know, like neo-fascist thugs, basically, who were... You know, there are not a lot of people who are will volunteer to go and fight and die killing Russians, you know, or what they think is killing Russians. So, and that's who they were. And so, but over the years, the Azov Battalion's kind of gotten a lot more interesting. It stopped being just a kind of irregular military, paramilitary force. It was absorbed into the official structures of the Ukrainian army. So this overt neo-fascist paramilitary was absorbed into the military, into the official military. So it's now like has its own little, you know, battalion that's part of the Ministry of Defense, you know, or whatever, the Ukraine's Ministry of Defense that controls this stuff. And it sprouted its own political party that plays a big role in Ukrainian domestic politics, where it's constantly on the front lines of organizing marches, organizing young people to be involved in politics from a very far right neo-fascist perspective. And their whole thing is that, you know, you cannot have peace with Russia. So, you know, they've become one of the forces that is preventing Ukraine from kind of meeting the sort of the fulfilling its obligation under sort of the Minsk Accords, whatever the hell they're called. But these a kind of a plan that was agreed upon by Ukraine, by the separatist republics and several European countries, where steps were taken to resolve this conflict between Eastern Ukraine and the rest of Ukraine, and to eventually reabsorb the separatist territories back into Ukraine under new terms. Part of that was like that they'd have some autonomy and they'd have like their own kind of, it'd be an autonomous regions, but within Ukraine, you know, it's essentially kind of an independent republic, but within Ukraine, that have a lot more power over their own, over things on their own territory. But Ukraine has not fulfilled any one of the terms of those agreements, the Minsk agreements. And partially that's because there's huge pressure from the right of the country that any step in that direction to give in to the demands, you know, of Eastern Ukraine would be tantamount to treason, would be seen as capitulation to Putin, would be capitulation to the Russian, you know, like to the Russian enemy, you know. And so they're a big political force in Ukraine right now, and it all came out of a neo-Nazi battalion, you know, that was formed to fight people in Donetsk in aftermath of the Maidan Revolution. Yeah.
You can find the full interview at patreon.com/the Katie Halper Show. Again, that's patreon.com/the Katie Halper Show.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.